On later. Okay, we're going to talk about the story of Yitzchak and Rivka. Okay, so we're gonna read the story, and we're going to point out something that at least seems peculiar in today's day and age, and we'll try to analyze it a little bit. So we know the story, the servant of Avraham, he finds, he goes to Rivka's hometown, he brings her back. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Sabach Aleph, V'atakam Rivka V'arosev, V'atakam Al-Gmalim. So Rivka gets up and her young maidens, and they ride on the camels, V'atilachta Achor Ha'ish, and they go after the man, V'yikach Ha'eved, as Rivka V'yilach. And the slave takes Rivka and he goes, V'yitzchak bo mi bo Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Yitzchak is coming from Be'er Lachai Ro'i, V'hu Yosef Be'er Senegev, he's in the south. V'yitzi Yitzchak L'such Basadeh, Yitzchak goes out to converse in the field, leaf no sarv towards the evening. This is the source for Yitzchak praying in Mincha. Vayisa Einav, he lifts his eyes, Vayavineg Malim Baim, he sees there are camels coming. Vatisa Rivka, I said, Rivka raises her eyes, Vatera, she sees Yitzchak, Vatipo Me'al Kangamal, she falls from the camel. Beautiful. Vatomer Levet, she says to the servant, Mi Ha'isha Lazeh Ha'olech Batzadil Kwatzedu, who is this man that's going in the field to meet us? V'yomar Eved, who adori? And the servant said, he is my master. Oh. And she takes the kerchief and she covers herself up. It's modesty. V'yisaper ha'eved, the Yitzchak, it's called the Asher Asaf. The servant tells the Yitzchak all the things that happened, all this hashkacha pratis, what happened, all the story. V'yivieha Yitzchak ha'ohela. This is the pasuk I want to focus on. Yitzchak brought her to the tent, Sarah Imo, to the tent of Sarah, his mother. Vayikach es Rivka, he took Rivka. Vaytehilo Leisha, and she became for him, she became a wife. Vayeah haveha, and he loved her. Vayinachem Yitzchak achare Imo. And Yitzchak was comforted after his mother. Okay, so I have a small question and big question. Small question is, I just said language, or interesting language. And Yitzchak brought her, like I said, El Ohel Saraima. What's Ha Ohela? What does that mean, Ha Ohela? How is that different than, why can't I say El Ha Ohel? El Ohel, what's Ha Ohela? So that's an interesting term. What do you think that means, Ha Ohela?
Contraction.
In the direction.
In the direction or the... The hey, ha'o'ala. Look at the maral. Varehi sarayimo, right? Perush. He says, Goria, shaloitachin lomar ha'o'ala sarayimo. Why did it say ha'o'ala sarayimo? Right? Sarah is his mother. Sharei ha'o'ala mashma o yadua. Ha'o'hel, ha'o'ala implies the known tent. It's the known tent, and Yitzchak brought her to the tent. Why to the tent? To her tent of Sarah, his mother. Well, obviously Sarah is his mother. In other words, Ha'ola means to the tent. Why can you say he brought her to the tent? What is Sarimo? It should have said heavy lemitav ohel Sarimo. He brought her viva Yitzchak el ohel Sarimo. What's Ha'ohela? This is a known tent. Sarah's tent was a known tent. Why was Sarah's tent a known tent? Anyone know why? What was so special about Sarah's tent?
That's his archive.
Okay, right. It's a known. So the Shaila is like, was it Avram's tent also? Right? So this seems to indicate that she had her own tent. I don't know how it worked in those days. Like, you know, like they had the big tent, the small, like, I don't know, like the different rooms. It's almost like her room. The Ramban says, an interesting point. He said, what do you mean, her tent? He says, Me'esha Mesa Sarah. From the time that Sarah died, Lo Nata Ola, he didn't pitch her tent. So I think, Aaron, there might have been like, I don't know, like a dining room tent. And then there's like, you know, man, or her private tent where she did her stuff, maybe, I don't know. Could we see what she did in her tent? And there could be the tent where they slept together, you know, where they went to sleep. There could have been like different tents, it seems like. There's a Hanas Archim tent. But apparently she had her own private tent. And Kiamro, look what he said. After she dies...
Sorry to interrupt. Somebody's car is blocking our
path. So So he said that. So Ramban says lo nata olo ki amro. So Yitzchak did not pitch the tent. Why? Ki amro lo tavo isha cheros el oel hakvira nichbedes. He said, after Sarah died, no one's going to be in this tent. Now, by the way, it's an interesting question. If you were to pick, which person would more likely do this? Would Yitzchak be, you think? Or would
Avram.
But in other words, like Yitzchak, is he like a real, I don't want to say this about Yitzchak, it seems like he's a little bit of mama's boy, a little bit, like his mother dies. Avram's wife died. You can say, Avram said, she was my Basheret, she died. No, we're not going to pitch her tent anymore. It's Yitzchak who's going through this. He's going through this process, right? And in fact, the Midrash HaGadol points out, Vayinochem Yitzchak Achrayimo. It's Yitzchak who basically says, right, we're not pitching her tent ever until he finds, and then Rivka comes, so then he pitches a tent for her. And then Yitzchak was comforted after the death of his mother. Again, who would you think would be, and the Midrash HaGadol says, Shalosh Shanim HaYitzchak Misabel Imo, for 3 years, Yitzchak was mourning over the death of his mother. V'chozman shu nichnas ola v'ra shehu koha haya tolish bisara. And I guess every time he goes into the tent and he sees that it's dim, he would pull out his hair. Now again, I'm not trying to, you know, minimize the death of a parent. Usually when a parent dies, it's more natural. When a spouse dies who you've lived your whole life with, you built your dreams with together, and the spouse dies, you could see, you know, I don't know. Like I would have expected, if you would pick one individual who would be pulling out his hair, not pitching the tent, I would picture it to be Avraham, and yet it's Yitzchak. And there's the Torah saying that Yitzchak was finally comforted at when he finds Rivka. So in other words, for 3 years after the death of his mother, right, because Yitzchak was 37 years old when Sarah died. Sarah was 90 years old when Yitzchak was born, right? Sarah died when she was 127. So Yitzchak is 37 years old when his mother dies. He's not a little kid, he's 37 years old. I'm not trying to diminish the death of a parent, but he's 37 years old. And it's not Avraham who can't be comforted. It's Yitzchak. And the Rashi says, no, it's normal. Rashi says, Derech Eretz Kol Zman She'imo Shel Adam Kayemes Karochu Etzlo. As long as someone's mom is alive, he's like he's connected to her. Mishmeisu Misnachem Ishto. And after she dies, he's comforted with his wife. But again, like I don't know. Like again, it seems that Yitzchak is again. God, you know, I lost both my parents. It's an awful thing, obviously. It's a big tragedy. It seems to me that there's like a difference, you know, when you lose a parent versus a spouse. I don't know. That's, and in other words, it seems that Avram is doing okay, I guess, according to the text. There's no indication that Avram is in mourning, that he needs to be comforted.
You seen the hookup right away.
It seemed to, well, again, he gets married after. Well, he gets married, no, after Yitzchak gets remarried, then Avram gets married.
Well, that's what
it is. Yes, Avram gets remarried. Avram gets remarried only after Yitzchak gets married to Keturah. So it might be Hagar. But bottom line is, we don't find that Avram needs to be comforted. It's Yitzchak who needs to be comforted because his mom died. I'm trying to wonder why that is.
But I would think also that finding Rivka wouldn't comfort him. It would be just the opposite because when I miss my parents the most is when there's something to tell them. Right. Now he's found Rivka, right?
Rivka reminds him of his mother.
But I think it would make him miss his mother more.
Right. Okay. I hear.
I think it should.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try to investigate this a little bit. So first of all, why was Yitzchak comforted? When he meets Rivka. So look at the Chizkuni. Vayinochem Yitzchak Achrei Imo. Yitzchak was comforted, you know, after his mother. Achrei Shehoisa Doma Le'imo Masa. So he actually makes the exact opposite point that you're saying, Jordan. He's saying that, why was he so comforted? Because Rivka was actually like Sarah. In other words, they had similar qualities. I mean, he might have reminded her of his mother, But somehow that was a sense of comfort. And in fact, Rashi says, "O Ola Sara Imo, Vayviel Ola Vanase Dugma Sara Imo." And she was like Sara. She was like an exemplar. He was like an example of Sara's mother. Kolomer Varehi Sara Imo. In other words, he's saying he brought her to the tent, the tent of Sara's mother. In other words, she was like Sara's mother. What does it mean? She calls man. She Sara Kayemes. There were three blessings in Sarah's tent. Blessing number one, the candle was miraculously lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. The bracha, it was in the dough, and there was a cloud on the tent. And Chazal talk about how it connects to different mitzvos that the women have. Okay, but bottom line is that Sarah had these blessings, and then when Rivka comes back, when Rivka comes to the tent, the blessings reappear. Because Rivka apparently has the same qualities as Sarah. And that comforts Yitzchak. The Griz says the following, what he writes. He's actually Bedaike the Lashon. He says, Vayviel Yitzchak Ola Sarah Ibo, Vayikach Rivka Tilo Isha. So Yitzchak brought her to the tent, and he took Rivka, and she became from a wife. And Yitzchak brought her to the tent. And he saw, see, Targum Unkelos, something is not only a translation, but it's an explanation. And he saw, Targum Unkelos says that what did Yitzchak brought her to the tent, and he saw that her qualities were like his mother. And then he marries Rivka. And the pasuk HaKodim, the previous pasuk, by Yisaper Eved, Yitzchak called him Mishrasa. The pasuk before says that the Eved told Yitzchak all the things that happened. And there was Rashi explains, Gilo Nisim Shenazlo Shekavtzelo Ores. That Sir Eliezer told Yitzchak all the miracles that happened. This was by Sherit Hashkacha Pratis. The land skipped. He was able to get there quickly. These Damna Lo Rivka Bitfiloso, and he told God he David about finding someone. Immediately Rivka comes, etc. Chazina Bazei Yosod Mitzat says the Brisker Rav. He says says the Griz. We see a important foundation. There were miracles surrounding the entire finding of Rivka. She happened to him right away. Besul wanted to stop it. The angel came and killed him. Avram said to Eliezer, to the servant, that God will send an angel and you'll take a woman from there. Mosim gluim hoyu b'chol parashazu. As soon as Leila gets home with Rivka, and he tells Yitzchak, you don't understand, this is the right girl. Like, right, now there's Shiloh. How long should you go out with the girl before, you know, you get married, right? Raphael, how long do you think? How long should you go out with the girl before you get married?
Just depends on how old you are.
How old you are? Okay. That's a very diplomatic answer, right? So then, but here, what Eliezer said, this is the right girl. Yitzchak didn't even meet her, right? A little scary, right? Yitzchak didn't even meet her, but Eliezer said this has to be the right chiddach. Why? Same family, and more than that, all these miracles, Yad Hashem, all these miracles. Okay, but he told him this. Mosim gluim. He told me, va'aval picha, nevertheless, masai lakachat Yitzchak. When does Yitzchak agree? He didn't care about the miracles. That's not what convinced him. What convinced him? Rakai sher chaza, it's only when he saw, takanim ovdaha ka'ovdei sarime. He saw the behavior of Rivka was like the behavior of his mother. Rak oz hu v'nasiv yos Rivka. Only then does he marry Rivka. He saw her righteousness. Now, my question is, why until seeing Rivka's righteousness was Yitzchak inconsolable? And maybe to answer this question, we have to ask ourselves a more basic question. Where was Yitzchak at the beginning of the Parsha? What do I mean by that? What happens at the beginning of the Parsha? What happens at the beginning of the Parsha? What?
Sarah dies. But that was, she died, the medrash was because she heard what happened to Yitzchak.
Okay. So the pasuk says that we begin the parsha. Sarah lived for 127 years. Vatama Sarah bekiras Avraham Chevron. Sarah dies where? In Chevron. Vayavo Avraham lispo l'Sarah v'liv kosa. And Avram comes to eulogize her, to eulogize Sarah and to cry. It could be Avram, it seems the end of Vayera, he goes to Beersheba. She's in Chevron. So he goes, he hears that she dies, he goes to cry, to eulogize. Okay? You know who's not crying, you know who's not eulogizing? Who might not even be there? Yitzchak. Where's Yitzchak? Where's Yitzchak? Right? Where's Yitzchak? Now, there's an interesting, you know, if after the Akedah last week's Parsha, I would say probably one of the first cases of PTSD probably would have been Yitzchak post-Akedah, right? It's like, or maybe Noach after the flood, maybe that would have been more of a traumatic. But Yitzchak after the Akedah, it's pretty traumatic there. What happens in the end of last week's Parsha, Perichal Beis Pasuk Yutes, Vayashav Avram El Nara, Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachtov. So after the Akedah, who returns?
Avram.
Who doesn't return? Yitzchak. So they went to Be'er Sheva, and Avram lived in Be'er Sheva. Where's Yitzchak? Avram said to Yitzchak, Hineni, I'm there, I'm here for you, my son. And he doesn't kill him, he's probably so overjoyed. Where's Yitzchak? So there are different opinions. The Chizkuni says that maybe he was in Gan Eden for 3 years, maybe went to Shiva of Aver to learn Torah, whatever that meant at that time. The Me'amloi says he was there. But again, if you say, as Judah you said, and Rashi, quoting Rashi, that the Torah says that Avram eulogizes Sarah and cries over her, and rises V'nizbicha Misa Sarah la Kedesh Yitzchak. The death of Sarah was connected to the Kedesh Yitzchak. That once she was told about the Akedah, she dies. And the timing, you know, definitely works out. She died 127, right? And Yitzchak's around. If you say that they happen immediately, if you say that this happened one right after that, the Sarah dies right after Akedah Yitzchak, then Sarah dies. Interesting, the Rechaim Shmuel Levitz says that when Hashem, like, why does Sarah die and not Avraham when he hears that he had to do this? He says that Hashem commanded Avraham to do the Akedah. So Avraham had the ability. He was tested, he had the ability, he rose to the occasion. Sarah, you know, she didn't get the word from God. So when she heard from him, she wasn't ready. But whether you accept that or not, the bottom line is there were three individuals, Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak. Avram, he passed the test. He's still alive. He listened to God. He's seemingly leading a normal life. He cries over his wife's death. He eulogizes. That's normal. But he's not, he moves on, however that means. Sarah hears about the Akedah, ends her life. What about Yitzchak? Now, you ever think about how does Yitzchak feel after the Akedah? And how does Yitzchak feel after he hears that Sarah dies because of the Akedah, because he listened to his father, who listened to God through the Akedah? And, you know, there's always a, what do you say, there's like a Satan before you do a mitzvah. There's also a Satan after you do a mitzvah. Right? There's a Satan before you do a mitzvah to sort of tell you, hey, you don't need to do this. And then sometimes there's a Satan after you do a mitzvah, an inner voice sometimes saying, what? Tries to make you regret having done that mitzvah. I'm to say it spiritually, you can say just psychologically. There's an inner voice sometimes saying that maybe, you know, it wasn't such a good idea what you did. And you can almost imagine, again, Avram heard the word from God. So maybe that he knew this is the right thing. And as he's on the surface, he seems to be doing okay. Right? Yitzchak, maybe you can say, why is Yitzchak not around? Yitzchak is inconsolable with regret for what he did to cause his mother's death. Right? Yitzchak may have not realized that it was preordained that she should live for 127 years. He thought that he would never find another woman, maybe to... He didn't know what it was going to be. He couldn't handle it. But maybe at the end of the Parsha, or towards the near end of the Parsha, when he meets Rivka, and he sees that Rivka is a spitting image of his mother, instead of like, oh, it reminds me of his mother, but maybe he sees, maybe this is the plan. And as he realizes that here's someone who's going to continue the legacy, that we don't always understand God's plans, but he tastes, this is Yad Hashem. It's Yad Hashem, the miracles, but it's Yad Hashem that she's mamish like his mother, and she's going to carry the Mesorah, he's going to carry the Mesorah, the legacy lives on. And Rivka will continue where Sarah left off. And maybe then, now we can understand, you know, what's this, Vayinochem Yisach Achrayimo. And the Torah is telling you a painful, challenging story, but of a very important message that sometimes we don't always see. Sometimes we have two choices, and both of them are not good. There's the bad choice, and there's the worst choice. And we do the best we can, and sometimes we did the right thing, and then we wonder why this happened. But sometimes, hopefully, with a little bit of emunah and a little bit of patience, sometimes, God willing, we'll see the light and we'll see the reason at the end. We do the right thing, and Yitzchak tells us that sometimes it's challenging, but we have to have emunah, hopefully, that Hashem has a broader plan. And Yitzchak was fortunate that he saw the broader plan at the end of his life, and that gave him, I think, specifically gives him the comfort. Avram was okay, because Avram heard the word of God. But Yitzchak represents our struggle after we do the mitzvah, after we do the right thing, and then we wonder why. And that's maybe what Yitzchak is going through. And he was fortunate at the end of his 3 years later, he realizes the MS, that this is part of God's plan. He sees Rivka, and he's ready to go out and move on.
Maybe he was...